Hello. There's a lift of Holy Spirit to take you beyond where you ever imagine in life. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Oh Lord, this morning, let there be a lift. Listen to me. Let there be a lift. Let there be a leap. Let there be an acceleration. Are you here? Say this morning, oh Lord. Can I hear you this morning, oh Lord? Let there be a leap. Let there be a leap. Let there be acceleration. In the name of Jesus, let there be a leap. A leap, a leap, an acceleration. Let there be a leap. Let there be a leap. Let there be an acceleration. Let there be a leap. Let there be a leap. Let there be an acceleration. In my life, let there be a leap. Let there be a leap. Let there be an acceleration. Maria Dalaba Catalaba,
no one besides you. Let me know you more and more. When I know you, I'll find me. No light,
no light outside you.
No one beside you.
No one.
Let me know you more.
Oh, let me know you more.
Yeah. When I know you,
when I know
you, yeah,
I'll find you.
No love outside you.
No life outside you.
No one beside you, Jesus.
No one beside you.
Let me know you more and more.
Let me know you more and more.
When I know you,
when I know you, I'll find me.
I want you to be the prophet of your destiny. Lift your right hand up. Make decrees into the month of July for you. What do you want to happen in the month of July? Can you make decrees into the month of July? Make decrees into the month of July. Can you make decrees into the month of July? Make decrees into the month of July. It says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Can you make decrees into the month of July? We give you praise. We magnify your name, Jesus.
Let me know you more and more.
When I know you, I'll find you.
We thank you. We magnify your name. Things are shifting in my favor. Things are cooperating in my favor. Things are working in my favor. In the name of Jesus. Can we just give thanks to God? Let's just thank Him. Let's bless Him. Let's thank Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence and turn your Bible with me to John 16 from verse 4. John 16 from verse 4. But I have said these things to you, that when the aha comes, you may remember that I told you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to Him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Can we all read the last verse together? Verse 7. One, are we ready? One, two, go. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, how will you feel like if Jesus is a guest minister in the church you attend? What will you feel like if Jesus was a guest minister? If Jesus was the chairman of your wedding? If Jesus is a personal guest in your house? How will you feel like if Jesus is an associate in your business? How will you feel like if Jesus is your roommate? How will you feel like that Jesus was about to leave them and go? And he told them, it is your advantage that I go. Is there any other thing more advantageous than Jesus being by our side? Imagine, maybe, okay, I've been married for some years with my wife. And let's say there is a transfer that is taking me to another city. And I tell my wife, don't worry. It is to your advantage that I'm going. Would that make sense to her? So at that time, when Jesus was leaving and was telling them he's leaving, it's to the advantage. Let's read again. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. It is your advantage, darling, that I go. Because if I go, somebody called the Helper is coming. What will come in replacement of Jesus that will be more advantageous than Jesus? If I go, someone will come after me. And it will be to your advantage. And moreover, I am the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and I'm going. And if I go, someone will come that will be to your advantage. I need you all to think about this. The Holy Spirit is our advantage, according to Jesus. Can I shock you? Jesus is saying, the Holy Spirit within you is better than Jesus beside you. I didn't say it. My dear, I'm traveling for transfer. But if I go, it is better for you. Because someone is coming. I needed to know that Jesus has not left us as orphans. He has given us an advantage. Every believer here has an advantage that people outside the faith, people outside the church, people that are not believers do not have. They cannot shock you. An advantage not used becomes a disadvantage. An advantage not known is a disadvantage. Imagine me have $50 million in the bank and I do not know, and I'm begging after service every day. It is an advantage in the bank, but I don't know. It becomes a disadvantage for me. Brethren, I need you to know that the Holy Spirit is your advantage. This morning, across the three services, I want to speak about 9 advantages that the Holy Spirit gives us. Number 1 advantage is the life advantage. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit gives you a competitive edge.
The Holy Spirit gives you an unfair advantage. The Holy Spirit gives you heavenly resources.
The Holy Spirit is an advantage. Romans chapter 8, verse 2.
The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of life, and in life He gives us an advantage. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of life, and wherever He is, there is life. He gives you an advantage of life.
Therefore, with the Holy Spirit in you, within you, with you, upon you, around you, nothing dies. He gives you the life advantage. Hello, I need you to say, the Holy Spirit gives me the life advantage. Can I hear you?
Say that again. Let me hear you. Job 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. The breath of the Almighty makes me alive, gives me life, makes me to live,
not to exist. Listen, there's a difference between existing and living. The Holy Spirit gives everybody on earth exists. The people with the Holy Spirit, they live.
The ones that have it and don't know, they exist.
The Holy Spirit gives us life advantage.
And the life He gives us is the God kind of life.
Listen to me. Can I ask you? If Jesus is your business partner, can that business go bankrupt?
If Jesus is your medical doctor, would there be an illness in your life that cannot be healed and be treated?
Now, the one that is advantageous to be with you above Jesus. Let me not use above Jesus.
The one that is advantageous to be with you apart from Jesus is now with you.
What makes you think you can fail in life? He gives you the life advantage. But my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I need you to carry yourself like a child of a king that has an advantage in the issues of life.
We have an advantage.
Can we look at the kind of life He gives us? The life the Holy Spirit gives us is eternal. Galatians 6, 8.
John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting eternal life. And I keep asking, what is the meaning of everlasting?
Everlasting is everlasting. And that everlasting life starts from here.
Galatians 6, 8. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
The Holy Spirit gives us the life advantage. And the life He gives us is a life that is abundant and without measure. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they might have life, and have life more abundantly.
He gives us the life advantage. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say with me, say, I have the life advantage. Nothing in me dies.
Can I hear you say that? I have the life advantage. Nothing in me dies. Say, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I have the life advantage. Nothing in me dies. 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 I have the life advantage. Nothing in me dies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we pray together? Speak to your organs. Call your organs. Liver, kidney, heart. I have the life advantage. You cannot malfunction. Can I hear you? My spleen, my kidney, my eyes, my feet, my neck, my ears, my nose. I have the life advantage. You will not malfunction. You will not malfunction. You will not malfunction. I have the life advantage. Life, life. I have the life advantage. You will not malfunction. I have the life advantage. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 1 Peter 3:18. 1 Peter 3. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Jesus was put to death in the flesh, but he was made alive in the spirit. Therefore, I pray for everyone here. Whatever is there in your flesh, in your body, by the spirit, let them be made alive. 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 In the name of Jesus. And any medical condition not yet discovered that will lead to your termination of your life, today, let the Holy Spirit resolve that issue for you. In the name of Jesus. Anything that will bring you shame and death this week, by the power of life that is in you, let that evil thing pass you over. In the name of Jesus. We have the life advantage. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. So, there is a spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and his name is what? His name is. Are you not sure? His name is the Holy Spirit, and he is your advantage. If the spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So if there is anything not working in your mortal body, that same spirit that resurrected Jesus, he will give life to it. We pray for you. In emo koli mejita la magaria, ezete keribo kuriya nana mazita, anda la magaria balabajita. They told you it's because of age. But Moses lived to 120. His strength did not fail. I pray, let your mortal body be quickened now. In the name of Jesus. Can we think about this? Is there anything in your life not working? Your business, your children not working according to type? You have the life advantage. What we are saying is this. By the Holy Spirit in you, you have the opportunity and the power to speak life to every situation. Life to every situation. Life to every situation. Life to every situation. So every ailing business, every dying career, we speak life to them. In the name of Jesus. You know yourself better. Let me give you 30 seconds. Lift your right hand up and pray for yourself. Speak life into areas of your life. Speak 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 life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Because of our time, we'll move forward. The Holy Spirit not only gives us life advantage, the Holy Spirit gives us creative advantage. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Everything was topsy-turvy, upside down, not working according to time. But the Holy Spirit came and started creating. The Holy Spirit created something from nothing. He gives you creative advantage. When men think you are down and out, you come out creatively better than you were before. Because He gives you a creative advantage. What people call creativity in the world, for us in the faith, is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Creativity is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in action. The Holy Spirit inspires creativity and innovation. Job 33 verse 4. Job 33 verse 4. The Spirit of the Lord creates me, has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Listen to me. No matter how alike we look in life, 7 billion people on the surface of the earth, the Holy Spirit still created us differently. Creativity in action, differently. Our eyeballs are different. Our fingerprints are different. And many things about us are different. Our DNA is different. Wow, by the design and the creativity of the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. You created something yesterday. It's too small. You can do much more better and better and better. He is the Spirit of creativity. So the best songs have not yet been written. The best designs have not yet been made. When you have not made your own design, He gives you the creative edge. And it comes through. When you least expect Him to come. Exodus 31. Let's take 1 to 6 because of my time. Exodus 31. 1 to 6. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God." Can we all together? With what? With ability and intelligence. With knowledge and all. Leave it there. It is your name that is there. Have you been filled with the Spirit of God? You can replace that name. It's your name. And I have called Abdadu Omar Ekoya of the tribe of Egbato, whatever. And I have filled him with the Spirit for ability, intelligence, knowledge, and all kinds. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what anybody call you, dons, your teacher, they don't know anything. You are filled with ability, intelligence, knowledge, and all craftsmanship. Listen to me. Some of us were good in analysis, so when we went to school, it was easy for us to do things. Some could not analyze. They can paint. They can do artistic things. A man that analyzes, that does not understand creativity, looks at somebody that is artistic and say he's a dunce. He doesn't know anything. Whoever says you are not good enough does not understand you. The Holy Spirit makes available for you what your parents could not even see. What your teacher could not even see. Parents, listen to me. There are some children that you are looking at in the right place. Listen to me. If we ask fish to climb tree, how will he survive? If we ask birds to swim, how will he survive? But take a bird to the sky, take a fish to the sea, you will discover that the guy is talented and is creative. No matter what anybody tells you here, you are creative. Can I have my verse on the screen? Where did he take it to? So according to the Bible, we have been filled with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship. Now let's continue. To design, let's go. To devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze. Next verse, verse 5. In cutting stones for settings and the carving wood, to work in every craft. Architecture, interior design, sculpturing, fashion design, carpentry, furniture, embroidery. If that is your line of business, the Holy Spirit is your advantage. Nobody in that line of business must do better than you. You come by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I've come today. I need an inspiration, a design that gives me an advantage. But the issue is that we all go to orders and we buy paper with different clothes that has been designed by somebody. And then you say, this one, do for me. My fashion designer has sold a cloth for me. Okay. I will send you design. You pick one. Design designed by somebody. When you have the advantage of the Holy Spirit, stop being copycats. You have intelligence. You have wisdom that cannot be quantified. So music, arts, light, drama, various giftings of the Holy Spirit. And we can do better than we are. Remember, I said, if you have an advantage and you don't know, it becomes a disadvantage. But today, I need you to know that you have a creative advantage. And by that, I mean you can create with your mind. You can create with your mouth. You can create with your hands. Depending on what he has called you to do. Some people now only talk. They talk 5 million, 30 minutes. I was shocked when I saw the amount Wizkid was given to play at African Football Awards, sponsored by Glow in Accra. When I saw the thing, and he performed for, is it 10 minutes? Mouths. Creativity. When we're young, we play football. They will come and beat us. A science student does not play football. Go on! Some people are still looking for a job up to today. Their parents create their creativity. My child can be anything he wants to be in life, especially accountancy. It is stupidity of your highest order. You are not the one that created the child. Don't kill the creative ability of your children, and your creative ability can be resurrected. Listen, your creativity is an advantage. You don't take advantage of it, you will suffer, you will beg. The Holy Spirit has given you creative advantage. Come with our hands up. Let's pray together. Say, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I am creative. I design new things. I start new things. I receive fresh ideas. I am different. I am distinguished. I am better. By the creative advantage of the Holy Spirit. By the creative advantage of it. Can we pray? Let's say, I download heavenly design, heavenly creativity. I download. In the name of Jesus. I download. In the name of Jesus. I download. I download. heavenly abilities by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your hand towards your tongue. Let there be a release of a grace of creativity. Let there be inspiration that turns around your destiny, that separates you, that distinguishes you among colleagues, that distinguishes you among competitors. Let there be a release. Let there be a release of creativity. Inspiration for you to excel. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some of the most creative people I've seen in this church, they are looking for a job. Some of the most creative people I've seen in this church, they are working for somebody else. Until you come to the understanding of God, God has put in your heart, in your mind, in your hands, for greater productivity, you will serve another person. Are we here? Sometimes we meet people, which cause is this church? They tell us this cause. Ah, at where we are now, we look at, yeah, if only I've done this, but that person say, ah, now one year cause now, we looking for jobs since. But we where they work now, we look at it and say, ah, if only I did this job now, but he didn't know. Lack of creativity. Listen to me. There is no cause you study on this earth that the Holy Spirit cannot add an extra and change your life with it. It's creativity. Listen, sir. You did not go to school. They are looking down on you. Not by grammar, sir. It is by creativity. We have people that did not finish secondary school. They have PhDs working for them. Creativity. God has given you a cutting edge creativity to be above every other person around you by the power of Holy Spirit. Can I speak for the third one? My time fast, man. Listen. The Holy Spirit gives a transformational advantage. What I mean by this is this. When you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, He changes everything you don't like about yourself. It does not take anything whatsoever for the Holy Spirit to change your situation. He gives the transformational advantage. For some of us, if you see how we're speaking English in those days, we don't know the difference. My children still make fun of me today. They want to talk about a man, a woman, I'll use he. Did he come? They will laugh at me. It's a she. Do you have those problems? I'm much more than that also. He can transform you and change you. There's no one that the Holy Spirit meets and he does not transform. You might have said, Pastor, you don't know my past. Ah, is your past as terrible as Paul? Acts chapter 9. He was killing every Christian all around the place. And God, being very humorous, he said, what you are killing them for, that is what you will do. And God made him an evangelist, a prophet, an apostle, a pastor. Put all in one. You will find it in Paul. He transformed him from what he was to where he can be and where God can take you to. Listen to me. God can make you better than you are now. Let's look at the life of Joshua. Let's just look at Numbers 11:24. Moses went out and told the people. Is it 11:24? Okay, give me Exodus 33:11. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant, some scripture will use his servant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, will not depart from the tent. Before our time, I will have shown you scriptures that call Joshua the servant, the assistant of Moses. Listen, if you are ready to choose a new king, is it the servant of the old one you pick? The Holy Spirit transforms. In fact, He takes joy in transforming people's life and people's situation.
Deuteronomy 34:9. Quickly. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him.
So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord commanded. Yesterday he was a servant. The following day, by the spirit of transformation, people were bowing down to him. Your testimony in that line is the next one. Can we look at David? Psalm 78, 70 to 72. Look at what he said. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from following nothing else. He brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people. He was a herdsman in the bush 24 hours. He had no contact with people. But when God wanted to choose a king, He carried him and transformed him and took him to the throne. In fact, when they were choosing king, they were bringing people. 1, 2, 3. 7 of his brothers passed. They did not remember him. He took the prophet to say, is there no other person? I don't know if you have been forgotten in Abuja. I don't know if you have been giving up on yourself. The Holy Spirit gives you a transformational advantage. Are you here? Bezalel that we read about was already doing well in what he was doing in Exodus 31. But the Holy Spirit came upon him and gave him an advantage. Listen, we are not saying the Holy Spirit gives advantage to only people that are done now. Even people that are doing well now, He gives you an extra advantage to be better. The Holy Spirit transforms us. It's a power that gives us the transformational advantage. Is there something in your life that you want transformed? The Holy Spirit can do that for you this morning. Father, let's pray together. Commit areas of your life and ask Him to transform you. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a change. Magata laba karia dada. Ibe lebo melike lebo guria. Aria dalama karia bale. Transform my life, transform my situation. Give me transformational advantage. Where there are evil rumors about me, let there be a change in that situation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Please bow down and listen to me attentively. It is only people that have given their life to Christ that the Holy Spirit comes to live in and give them the advantage. And this morning we have considered 3. Life, creativity, and transformation. It's only people that have given their life to Christ that He gives that advantage. It is not for everybody. It is for people that are born again, that have received Jesus into their lives. And this morning the Lord wants to give you that advantage. And He seeks that you come to Him and you give your life to Him. You are here this morning and say, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want you to transform it. Transform it like you have done for others. Transform my life and give me an advantage. You fall in that category like me. Can you raise your right hand up? Let's pray together. I need an advantage. Lift your hands boldly. Just lift your hands to Him. Lift your hands to Him. Lift your hands. Any other person? Some people are looking around like monitoring spirit instead of praying. Transform my life. Let me have an advantage. Transform my life and give me an advantage. We thank you for everyone whose hands are raised. I ask that the power of the Most High shall be upon your life and transform it and change your life for good and for better. In the name of Jesus, let your story change. Let your circumstances change. Let the Lord do great and mighty things in your life. In the name of Jesus. Our heads be bowed. If you have been given a car, please stand up and go to the back. Somebody is waiting for your bow. Let's pray together. If you are here, your life is not pleasing to you, and you want a transformation. Can you lift your hands? Let's pray together. You are here. Your life is not going according to plan. Or there's an area of your life that you want an advantage, a transformation. Lift your hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, behold your children, their hands raised up to you in faith. Anyway, things are not working. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let there be a transformation. 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 By the end of July, by the end of this month, July, let the Lord give you a testimony. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.